And my text for this morning is a very simple text, and I think we can all say it together. It's from Isaiah chapter 2 and verse 5. Come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. Can we say that together? Come,
let us walk in the light of the Lord.
Again,
come, let us walk in the light of the Lord.
So what I'll do this morning is before you go home, I'll be at the door, and then I'll ask you for the text. And then when you are able to say it, you'll go home. If not, you'll stay here. All right? So come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. Today we hear from Isaiah, Romans, and St. Matthew, words of vision, urgency, and watchfulness. They remind us that Advent is not simply about counting down to Christmas, but about living awake, alert, ready for Christ to come among us. And into that call, Isaiah gives us our anchor, which we have just said together, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. So let us listen together for what it means to be God's gift in London, to the world, and to one another. Let us pray. May I speak, and may we listen in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. We begin Advent today. Advent is the church's way of slowing us down, of reminding us that before the joy of Christmas morning, there is a season of waiting, of watching, of preparing. It is not about rushing to the presents or the carols, but about learning to live awake, alert and expectant. Under this service, we are invited to hear the simple truth. You are a gift. You are a gift. The prophet Isaiah gives us the anchor for our journey. Come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. That is Advent in a single sentence. It is an invitation, a summons, to call, a call to step out of darkness and into God's light. The psalmist in Psalm 122 sings of pilgrims going up to Jerusalem, praying for peace. That prayer is not just ancient history. It is for us here in London, in a city that longs for peace in its streets, in its homes, and even in its politics. It is for a world where war rages, where climate change unsettles, where people are displaced and afraid. This week, world leaders left COP30 in Brazil without agreement on phasing out fossil fuels. Even as the climate crisis deepens, in Gaza, hospitals struggle and families grieve. In our own nation, the autumn budget lifted the two-third benefits cap, which brings hope to thousands of families, even as housing costs and frozen tax thresholds weigh heavily. And into all the things that are happening, Isaiah speaks, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. And the question is, what does that light look like? Isaiah imagines swords beaten into plowshares, spears into pruning hooks, nations streaming together to learn God's ways. Isaiah dares to imagine that God's people, you and me, are part of that vision. We are meant to be gifts to the world, living signs that peace is even possible. In all that is going on, peace is so possible. St. Paul in Romans picks up the urgency. The night is nearly over, St. Paul says. The day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. In other words, let God unwrap us. Peel away what does not belong. Fear, jealousy, indifference, so that what remains in us is kindness, courage, and love. That is the gift we are. And again, the refrain, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. Jesus in St. Matthew's Gospel tells us to keep awake, not because we can predict the day or the hour, but because readiness is itself a way of life. To be awake is to notice the neighbor in need. Are you here? To see the stranger as a brother or sister, or to live each day as if Christ might come at any moment. To be awake is to be a gift. And so we hear again, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. Here at Southgate Methodist Church, you are becoming a multi-ethnic congregation. That in itself is a sign of God's kingdom, a gift to North London. In a city where difference can divide, where difference is welcomed, celebrated, woven even into worship. But gifts must be unwrapped. Advent is the time to ask, what needs to be peeled away in us so that the gifts God has placed within us can be seen? Advent is the time to ask, what needs to be peeled away in us so that the gifts God has placed within us can be seen? Is it fear that needs to be peeled? Is it apathy that needs to be peeled? Is it the temptation to stay comfortable when God is calling us to be courageous? The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. Advent is not about rushing to Christmas, but about living as people of the dawn. It is about letting God unwrap us so that kindness, courage, and love can be seen. It is about being ready to be given to London, being ready to be given to the world, and being ready to be given to one another. So let us be awake. Let us be real. And above all, let us hear and live Isaiah's invitation. Come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. Amen.